At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Bethany, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources. Used here with permission. The lesson covers Matthew 2. Feel free to hit pause and read Matthew 2 together as a family. Otherwise, we will dive right in. The biblical story of the wise men's visit highlights the worthiness of Jesus as Messiah. These men from the east traveled hundreds of miles to worship the young king. We read in verse 2 that the wise men arrived in Jerusalem, proclaiming a star's rising, and their mission to worship the King of the Jews. After being asked by King Herod where the Messiah would be born, the religious scholars of the time cited Micah 5:2, declaring that a leader would arise from this humble city to shepherd God's people. The wise men followed the star to the home where Mary and Joseph and Jesus were staying. The travelers fell to their knees in worship, offering fine treasures to signify their awe of the one true king. Jesus was more than worthy of their worship. Even in his earthly childhood years, before he had begun his ministry or taken to the cross, the wise men's response to learning about the Messiah couldn't have differed more from the reaction of King Herod, who not only lied about his desire to worship the child, but also sought to kill the young boy, who Herod considered a rival king. It would be the first of many times that Simeon's prophecy over Jesus would come to pass. Indeed, this child is destined to cause the fall and rise of many in Israel and to be a sign that will be opposed. Luke 2:34. We too face a choice of rejecting Jesus like Herod or worshiping him like the wise men as the promised king. Jesus gave his life for us as a sacrifice for our sins and rose again to defeat death. Only he is worthy of our worship. Let's pray. God, thank you for sending your son to give his life for ours. We understand you are Lord over our lives and are worthy of our worship. Give us the strength to surrender our lives to you every day. Amen. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, it is time to talk about it. As you listen, feel free to pause this recording between each question to talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions and the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions this week are: 1. Why did the wise men bring gold, frankincense, and myrrh? 2. Why did Herod want to kill Jesus? 3. What gifts can we offer to Jesus? Our key passage for this unit is John 3:16. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. John 3:16 says, "For God loved the world in this way. He gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus at the Temple in Luke 2.